1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a very serious subject, an issue that I believe that we need to consider. We need to process as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, and ascertain what we need to do in a nation, in a state, in a city, where free speech is being condemned, being legislated to the point where we're no longer free, as conservatives and Christians and patriots in particular. Does the Constitution discuss hate speech? What is hate speech? How is that to be determined? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline, Views of State of Moral Values in the U.S. at a New Low. 54% of the state of moral values in the United States, 54% say the state of moral values in the United States is very poor. 83% think that U.S. moral values are getting worse. 74% of the Republicans say that moral values are poor, and 97% think they're worsening in America. We're watching the moral values decline as we witness the legislative branches of our city, state, and nation trying to, in some fashion, legislate and make illegal our free speech. No such thing as hate speech. Hate speech would have the connotation that the police authorities, the political authorities, somehow, some way would have the authority to make the determination on what we're thinking, what we're saying, and why we're saying it. Looking at the motivation of the heart, may I say to you, the Bible in Jeremiah 17:9 says the heart is deceitful and wicked. Who can know it? We have sin in the heart of every human being. But ladies and gentlemen, you can't take that sin thought and then pass a law that says that you can't say something or do something, especially as conservative Christians and patriots. And yet here in the city of Jacksonville, they've introduced legislation, they, 6 out of the 19 city council members, that will make it illegal in just about every category of our ordinances in the city. They have had a 9-page proposed bill. It's 9 pages long. It is ordinance 2024-334. And under just about every subsection, this new proposed law will modify just about every subsection of our different ordinances. Noise control ordinance, the unlawful sign ordinance, zoning code ordinance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and bring about criminal penalties and or jail time if you say something about that which they would consider, they, our city fathers, that they would consider as hate crime. Now, it goes back to what is hate crime. In the bill, the response to the motivation of hatred toward individuals or the entity because of their race, ethnicity, religion, listen to this, sexual origin, gender identity, disability, or national origin. That goes back to thought police, ladies and gentlemen. thought police will make that determination. And I am concerned that we see this progressing. This afternoon at 5 o'clock, the city council meets. I urge everyone at the sound of my voice, be there. Sign a speaker card that will allow you to take 3 minutes, unless they arbitrarily and capriciously reduce that time to just 1 minute, as they've recently done. Speak before that meeting, even at 5 o'clock. I recommend that everyone at the sound of my voice call your city councilman and say, vote no on 334. It's the expansion of the human reprobate ordinance. They call it the human rights ordinance. And as a result of that, we're broadening it to the point that it will silence Christians, pastors in the pulpit. And I'll talk about that in just a moment as to how many areas, 7 or 8, 9, 10 areas, that it will literally put churches and Christians and pastors in the crosshairs of the law and will cause churches and Christians and pastors to be in the position to be prosecuted or put in jail and fined, or all three. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comments, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood.
Morning, good morning.
Good morning. If I'm not mistaken, I saw kids and adults walking across the Costa Bridge. And I went out, my wife and I went out last night, and they had the LGBTQXYZ, whatever they want to call themselves, but they had the colors instead of red, white, and blue celebrating the men and women that died for this country. It was so appalling to me.
Well, it really was. Kenneth, as I understand it, and I read some articles on it in the past few days, but as I understand it, they had agreed to have the red, white, and blue and not the sodomite colors, the rainbow colors on there, simply to over the weekend, I don't know how about beyond that, but over the weekend for Memorial Day to celebrate those that have died for us, that we might be free today as a nation. Now, what they're going to do for Sodomite Month, which we're entering into for June, I have no idea. But it's my understanding that each year they've used the Costa Bridge lighting to give the colors of the rainbow on that bridge to praise, to embrace, to celebrate Sodomite Month. And it's not Pride Month, it's Sodomite Month, the LGBTQIP month, and whatever acronym they want to add to it. So I'm concerned, and I pray that every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot will call the local office of the mayor and call the governor's office, because I believe the state has some say-so. State has some say-so on that. So I pray that every conservative Christian and patriot will call and will register our dislike and ask for that to cease and desist.
Yes, I'm going to tell you, because Pastor, we went, I think, last week, I think they had green or blue lights. You know, just straight-up lights on the bridge, and when we went back downtown to go to Fancil Fountain, it was like crazy. I'm like, what's my day? And our governor said, don't do it, but our mayor, she overrode him.
Well, that's the problem we have now. We're turning Jacksonville blue, rather than it being a conservative red city. It's being turned blue or purple at the very best, and as a result of the election, every election counts. And also, while we're touching on that, we've got five months before the destiny of America is cast indelibly, and we have made the determination whether we're going to salvage America or we're going to destroy America. That'll be based on our election of the Sleepy Joe or his replacement. I believe the Democratic Party will replace them June the 13th when they have the convention. I don't believe that Joe Biden will be on the ballot in November, but nevertheless, I've said that for about 3 years, and I've noticed some of the major anchors on television are now saying that. Even the Democrats are questioning how can they get him off the ballot for November, So I believe that's taking place. But right now, the question is, let me ask you a question before I let you go.
Yes, sir.
In the City Council Bill 2024-0334 is the bill that we're talking about that, if passed, will make it illegal for Christians, for pastors, conservatives, to openly, publicly condemn the sodomite lifestyle. And as I read the book of Romans, if I'm just preaching through the book of Romans and broadcast it and say it publicly, where God gave them up to uncleanness, Romans 1:24, God gave them up to vile affections, talking about the sodomites, verse 26, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, Romans 1:28. If I were to preach that publicly, based on the law they wanted to pass, they could say that I have done something based on hate speech against gender identification, or based on the supposed gender identity or sexual orientation. They're talking about specifically the LGBTQ. So my question to you, Kenneth, what should Christians do? You think Christians should go to City Hall this evening? You think Christians should call city councilmen and say no, no, no on the HRO? What is your recommendation for Christians, conservatives, and pastors to do?
I'll tell you what, Pastor, look here. We need to knock their door down if they don't answer the phone. I mean, not violently, but go up there and tell them, what the heck are you doing? I mean, because I think we got, I know a couple of senators and congressmen that are, whatever they call themselves, gay. But, I mean, don't force that on the people. The man of God got to preach the word of God. And you try to stumble him or knock him down, ain't going to accuse him of being a hate preacher. This country has gone to hell in a handbasket if they do that.
Well, Kenneth, all I can say is we need to be alert. We need to be prayed up, stand up, speak up. We need to be visible. We need to say no, no to the change of the HRO. We need to be present as much as possible this afternoon at 5 o'clock on the agenda. You'll probably wind up being there 3 or 4 hours because there will probably be quite a number of people wanting to speak. But I encourage every Christian, every conservative, every pastor to pick up the telephone, call friends, relatives, neighbors, everybody that's in the city of Jacksonville, and ask them to go down, call the city councilman first, go down and be there if possible, and let your voice be heard. The only hope that we have for our city today, morally, ethically, theologically, doctrinally, biblically, is that Christians be salt and light, and salt and light must be actively involved if we're going to save our city and our nation. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call. God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, this 9-page bill, if it is passed in the city of Jacksonville, 2024-334, it goes into the what's called noise control. Violation of criminal penalties, it says here. $500. Not more than 90 days in jail or both if the violation was committed by the primary purpose of expressing or attempting to promote animosity, hostility, or malice toward any person or persons against the property of person or person because of race, color, religion, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity. Sex, sexual orientation, and gender identity is mentioned about 5 or 6 times in the 9 pages in this bill. You can see that it is focused on the sodomite lifestyle. It's focused on the LGBTQ, and it's focused on protecting the Islamic jihadists in the city of Jacksonville. That's what this bill does. That's all it does. But ladies and gentlemen, in doing so, what if a pastor preaches Romans 1:18-32, where God condemned sodomy, where God gave them over to a reprobate mind? This bill cannot do anything other than view that as being prosecutorial and charging a fine for that church, that pastor. It could be calling the pastor's message hate speech. And I believe every pastor needs to understand that if you say something against those categories in the very broad sense, it's very broadly brushed in the bill that they're trying to pass. If you say anything, it could be viewed. You could be charged with and have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars in the protection of your liberties, the freedom of speech, whereas the Bill of Rights says Congress shall make no law representing an establishment of religion are prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill is the abridgment of freedom of speech with no questions asked. I'm looking at an article. It says, opinion. Jacksonville's hate crime legislation is too broad. Ordinance 2024-334, recently introduced by six members of City Council, is designed to insert a category of offenses commonly known as hate crimes in almost every area of the Jacksonville Ordinance Code. In some portions of our Ordinance Code, it does so by specific reference, and others by default. What this legislation really does is criminalize free speech. And this writer goes on, let's be clear, there's no excuse for threatening someone or bodily harming someone or damaging their property. Neither is there an excuse for inciting violence. These are already covered under the present laws. But the terms used in the legislation, animosity, hostility, are unconstitutionally vague and so difficult to interpret that the legislation never bothers to define them. And it goes on to talk about this. Consider what if a church under 22334 and a local church decided to conduct an outdoor tent meeting using sound amplification. If one of the church elders mounts the stage and begins to speak against same-sex marriages or anything of that nature, it is likely the amplified sound could carry over into the public right-of-way and the neighboring property. Then that church or that pastor could be prosecuted based on the sound ordinance and the sign ordinance and the magnification of sound in the city of Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, it won't be a matter of what the sound ordinance says based on the decibels. It'll be based on the message that goes over the amplification system. Be based on your LED sign or your letterboard sign out front of your church that you could be prosecuted on. Ladies and gentlemen, what if a church puts the sign out there that says, God hates sin, God hates the sin of sodomy? This could be prosecuted and called a hate crime under the proposed legislation for the city of Jacksonville. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please. Hello? James, are you present? Let's go to Lily. Let's go to Lily. Have we lost the sound?
Are you hearing me all right?
Yes, go ahead, Lily.
Okay, thank you. Okay, oh, we'll continue to speak up. That's the most we can do, and pray. The Bible tells us that believers shouldn't be giving place to the devil. Mm-hmm. And we have been doing that here in America. We have been giving place to the powers of darkness over the years, because in the 1960s, when they came up and say, no, take the Bible out of school. Stop praying in schools, colleges, you know. The church should have been protesting that. Believers should have protesting that to this day. You know, just insisting that you cannot do that to our children. And we allowed it to go, and gradually we have been given place. And this is another huge one. When that bill is passed, they said Jacksonville is in big trouble because it is going to be voted on right here in Jacksonville. And, you know, thank God, I think the vote for superintendent of the schools was quite good. We trust in God. We can only depend on God. And as you say, we should be speaking up. You know, turn up is our community. And we need to know that when Jacksonville turn blue, we know what is the consequence. The blue cities in America, we see what they come to. Shambles. So if we here in Jacksonville want to start living in shambles with lawlessness and indiscipline, and we can work to turn this, you know, turn the city blue. But God help us. We are praying, because unless God intervene in a special way, we know the powers of darkness are taking full control, and they're not going to want to give up. They're not going to want to give up place. They they think they have the power, and they're going to hold on to it. So only God, as believers, pray and really look. And if God going to give America another chance, he will intervene. And just, we need God to intervene and remove ungodliness from leadership and raise up God-fearing men and women who will honor and represent you. Yes.
Absolutely. Lily, thank you so much. We've got other callers hanging on the line. Our time's dissipating rapidly, but you're right on target, and it should cause every Christian to look up, listen up, and recognize that our redemption draweth near, and as a result of that, we need to be salt and light in the time that we have afforded to us. I believe I have Lisa on the line. Lisa, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I just wanted to say yay to everybody that is standing up and planning to show up tonight. I am going to be there. There are several people that have left several messages for all of the city councilmen asking not only that they vote no, but to withdraw this ridiculous proposal, and to remind everybody that this is a spiritual battle. This is a huge spiritual battle, and I'm holding in my hands a copy of an article from 2017 that God brought to my attention and my husband's attention. He was in Brazil around this time, and it was the largest gay pride parade that Brazil had ever had. And they're all connected, and they say, quote unquote, our main enemies today are religious fundamentalists.
Mm-hmm.
And they will not stop until they have stopped every one of us. So we need to do, as you are saying, as all are saying, unite in peace. Tonight, 5 o'clock is when everybody is starting to show up, and we'll just peacefully say, you're voting against God and the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And we're not going to stand for it.
Lisa, you're right on target. I believe that every one of our city council men and women need to understand, if you vote for this bill, we will vote you out of office. That needs to be the mantra. That needs to be the position. And secondly, we need to let them understand that if this bill passes and goes into law, we need to have a group of citizens, and I'll lead the march, that will say we're going to get a constitutional attorney, we're going to file suit against the city, and we'll win, because as Christians, it will directly impact our freedom of speech, our religious liberties, what we can and cannot say, even from our pulpits. It will affect the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and its freedom to go forth in the city in which we're living in. We will not stand for it. We will not tolerate it.
Amen.
We must let them know that that's our position without any equivocation, that we'll not bend, we'll not bow, and like the three Hebrew boys, we'll not burn.
Amen.
Thank you so much for your call. God bless you. I believe I had James on the line. James, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, just an observation. Great show as usual. I read recently the Psalm 2, 10 through 12, and it said, take warning, O judges of the earth. Worship the Lord with reverence and rejoicing, with trembling. Do homage to the Son, that he not become angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath may soon be kindled. We look at Isaiah, and we look at verses like that out of Psalms, and we know, Christians know, that they're pushing the lines, they're going outside the lines, they're clearly drawn, choose the kingdom for eternity, or prepare for Sodom and Gomorrah 2.0. Because little by little, and it's now becoming a more accelerated descent, they're dragging us into, and as several of your callers said, they will not relent from this. They're misinformed, deceived, and in some cases, just evil at the root of it. But I think a lot of it, based on what they're being fed by outlets, media, and the social stations and so forth, is that it's just all good and it's all okay. It's not okay when you go against the Word of God. It's not okay at all. And if you want a country that goes against the Word of God, I can guarantee you, and you know full well, the Lord's not going to be happy with us.
James, you're exactly right. And one of the things, and you look at the 19 city council members, the six of them that sponsored and co-sponsored this bill, we got two or three of them that are in-your-face sodomites. We've got some rhinos that have said they're voting for it. Matt Carlucci, for example, back in 2013, 2014, 2015, before the HRO was finally passed in 2017, we fought the bill for 3 or 4 years. They brought it up the third time it finally passed. with some modifications. But I'll never forget standing in the rotunda of the City Hall, City Council building, where Matt Carlucci was talking. I spoke to him, and I said, "Son, you claim to be a Christian, and how in the world can you vote for or stand for such a bill?" He was not city councilman at the time, but because he had formerly been, he took the position of speaking for the bill. And he said, "Dr. Youngblood, I've got a brother that since he was 15 years old came out of the closet as a homosexual. And with what has happened to him, I will pass any law, I will stand for any bill, I will pass any legislation, vote for any legislation that will help protect my brother, regardless of what others might think or say." That's the problem that we're faced with. The minuscule minority that have that's destroying their lives on their way to a devil's hell in the practice of sodomy. As a result of that, they want to force everybody to not only, quote, respect them, embrace them, but now celebrate them, is the mindset. Just a few years back, the sodomites were saying, "We just want you to respect our position, leave us alone." Well,
I've said for
years and years and years, what you do in your bedroom is between you and God. I'm not going to interfere with that or ask anybody else to. But when you want to force the church to embrace and to celebrate, you want to force Christians and pastors, and under this legislation, if it passes, the legislation that's introduced, 2024-334, if it passes, it will criminalize. I'm looking at this opinion page that was written on it. If 2024-334 passes into law, the powers to decide the pastor's speech was intended to foster animosity, hostility toward the LGBTQ, and the noise violation into a criminal offense suggests a $1,500 fine and up to 6 months in jail. Now, if that doesn't get the attention of Christians and conservatives and pastors under the sound of my voice, nothing will. So, James, it is my position that we need to stand up now or forever be silenced. James, we got about a minute left on the broadcast. Take this minute, challenge the listeners to be there tonight, to stand, and to say no.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. I would tell you this. Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Stand in front of the school board member. Stand in front of the city council. And understand that the joy of the Lord is your strength, your salvation. Nehemiah 8:10, I think it is. And I literally looked up and got definitions for a few really challenging words. What is knowledge? I looked it up. I looked up wisdom. What is wisdom? I looked it up. I looked up morality. What is morality? These are all characteristics and nouns and characteristics that our leaders should possess and pursue. What is morality? Principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong, good and bad behavior. And then what is integrity? Is the quality of being honest and showing a consistent and uncompromising adherence to strong moral and ethical principles. Who wouldn't want that? And values. And
absolutely.
Integrity is regarded as the honesty and truthfulness of earnestness. And then look up complacency.
Thank
and
you, James, for that. Our time is completely out, James. Thank you so much for your commentary, your final challenge to our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
MediShare is like family. Someone to turn to